This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The three publications released were Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prisons in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestion, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on the working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for laws and policies to have a meaningful impact. He pointed out that the hallmark of all the publications released yesterday is the element of transparency. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting with the senior officials of the Assam government in Guwahati yesterday. Mr. Mohan has reviewed the ULFA Adivasi, Karbi and Dimasa National Liberation Army Accords in presence of Chief Secretary Ravi Kota and other top officials. The Home Secretary also reviewed the various issues on the rehabilitation of surrendered militants of several groups. Our correspondent reports that during the past few years, several militant groups in Assam laid down arms and joined the mainstream. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi. She was 72. She breathed her last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Sharda Sinha was known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs. She was honoured with Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri and Sangeet Natak Academy Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Maithili and Bhojpuri folk songs sung by her have been very popular the last several decades." He said the echo of her melodious songs on Chhat Festival will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said her demise is an irreparable loss to the music world. He paid condolences to her family and fans in this hour of grief. Department of Financial Services, DFS Secretary M. Nagaraju yesterday chaired a key review meeting with the Managing Directors, MDs and Chief Executive Officers, CEOs of public sector banks, PSBs to evaluate the performance and progress of PSBs across multiple dimensions. These included financial stability, digital initiatives, cybersecurity, customer-centric measures, and support for priority sectors such as agriculture, MSMEs, and government financial inclusion schemes. DFS Secretary Nagaraju urged the PSBs to further strengthen their financial and operational frameworks in response to evolving market conditions and growing cybersecurity challenges. He stressed the need to increase current account savings account, CASA deposits to drive sustainable credit growth and enhance digital and cyber security infrastructure to ensure better customer protection. A two-day community radio awareness workshop organized by the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with Seeking Modern Applications for Real Transformation, SMART, was launched yesterday in Gangtok, Sikkim. The workshop aims to raise awareness about community radio stations, simplify the process of setting them up, and enhance community engagement. It also provides guidance to eligible organizations on establishing and running their own stations. DDK Gangtok head Neeraj Pandey inaugurated the event. INB Ministries Project Director Amit Dwivedi delivered the welcome address, while SMART Founder Director Ms. Archana Kapoor discussed the potential of community radio, particularly in the Northeast region. Mr. Dwivedi reiterated the government's commitment to expanding community radio across India. He highlighted that Northeast currently has only 18 community radio stations, most of which are in Assam and Manipur, with just one in Sikkim, Radio Kanchanjunga. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee, IOC's Future Host Commission, expressing India's desire to host the 2036 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sources said the letter was submitted last month. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.